This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation says Congress must make clearer laws after the Chevron ruling. We'll have more right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's now up to Congress to write clearer laws in the wake of the Supreme Court's historic Friday ruling overturning legal precedent favoring federal bureaucrats over judges. AFB Deputy General Counsel Travis Cushman says the ruling upending the High Court's 40-year-old Chevron precedent now puts the burden of writing clearer rules on Congress.
The Supreme Court is telling Congress they need to do their job. They need to be the ones that write laws, not courts. They need to write them clearly so that the agencies know how to implement them.
That's not been the case, however, with Waters of the U.S., where Chevron precedent allowed the Environmental Protection Agency to reinterpret Congress's vague WOTUS statute 14 times until the Supreme Court stepped in. Cushman says it's why AFB got involved.
Farm Bureau has been a leader in this space. We've filed many briefs the past few years to court explaining the harm that Chevron deference does. This decision restores the balance of power properly amongst the three branches of government.
But can lawmakers, loath to compromise on environmental and other laws, write clear definitions versus muddied ones that allow bills to squeak through? Cushman says only clarity will end nightmares like WOTUS.
Whatever it is that they are writing, they need to do so with specificity, say what they actually mean, and don't just punt the ball to executive branch, who can then change their mind from administration to administration.
Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, called misguided the 1984 ruling in Chevron versus the Natural Resources Defense Council, a ruling that gave bureaucrats more power than judges when laws are ambiguous. For this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.